We are on Daf Chof Omed Aleph. We have two Taishas and we have not yet learned. The Gemara had said, how do we understand that if he said he was Mishama, the Chovis, and he was on the press and it was Ayayin and it was Shemin, so it is not Mitame, and Afal Pikein, it is also Le'ochloi. So the Gemara said, the Gemara was Medamadis to another case, that a person had a Tal Al-Kseitoi, and there was a Magreta B'Seicha Tal, it was Meshama the Tal, and he wasn't Meshama the Magreta, so the Magreta is Tome. So the Gemara asked, why isn't the Magreta Metame the Dvorim Shebeseicha Tal? Rabbina said, Ba'imer Shmartiv Midover Shemetamoi, Ulay Midover HaPoisloi. That it is speaking about that there was a Shmire on the Magreta that nothing should be metamed, but there was no shmire that nothing should passel it. So memela, so that is that. So whatever there was a shmire remains. So it is not metame, but it became possel. What is the taishish martia midova hametama v'loy midova hapaislo v'hoya kosher la rabochonon. But my ifsilo hach magreifa. How can a magreifa become posel? I mean, bishleime by macholim, there's such a din. Chulim goes to lasheni, chum is to lashlishi. Kedush is a revi. But here we're talking about a keli. But my ifsilo hach magreifa. If a rishin or a sheni touch the magreifa, ein odom vekelim mekablim tume elamiyova tume. Some they not tume, not possible. The iba of a tume, if an ova tume touched it, hai possible, that's not possible, tume have it. So an ova tume touches a keli, it becomes a rishin or tume, metamachayim. Betiret shenipsilo b'mashken. There's a tuma d'rabbono that if a mashke touches a keli, a mashke that's a rishon l'tume touches a keli, so it's metame the keli. That means that mashken a metame kelim zere mishum mashken of zov de zove. That means a mashke of a zov, the mayonis of a zov, because the mayonis of a zov is an avatume. So the way geyser and shal mashkim oto mashkim the zov is of it. So nipsilo b'mashkin, the mashkin t'meim poislim b'keili, mashkin keili, t'meim a pasala keili, to the amrinon achire keilim shenitmu u b'mashkin. So, there's a problem. Remesode, the Rishash, seem to be Ma'ire. The aloha is that a choire, let's say a mashke touches a keli, the metama the keli. So the din is that if this keli touches trume, the trume, you're not allowed to eat the trume, it's metama the trume. You're not seirif the trume. But you're not allowed to eat the trume. So what does Taisus mean to say? Taisus says, "Achayre kelim shenitmu b'mash. It's nitmu b'mashkin. It's tummy. It's not possible." What was the teret? What's the teret of Taisus? Taisus mentions achayre kelim. So they both say the same pshat in Taisus. We'll have the Mishneh and that chofa medbeis and chayme b'kaidish. That by trume the halacha is that if there are, let's say there's the achayrayim of the keli and the teich of the keli, and by trume the halacha is if a mashkin touched achayrayim, Achiraim is Tomei, and the Toich is not Tomei. That means they considered the Achiraim of the Keli and the Toich of the Keli as two different Kelim. So we're talking about a Tumah d'Rabbanan that a Maske touched Achiraim of the Keli. So the Achiraim is Tomei and the Toich is not Tomei. That's what it says in the Mishnah further. By Trum it is that way. So they say, but the Toich is Puzzle. The Toich of the Keli is Puzzle. It's not Tomei and it's Puzzle. So that means, so that's what Teishvus means to say. So what do you mean? The Ocher is Nitmo. But the Toich is not Nitmo, but the Toich becomes Puzzle. So Memele, so that Shaykh Ahichatimse, that there was no Shmira on the Toich of the Maghreb, some of that's what places mean to say, so that became Nifsal. Minul Chertz Abyssal Modna, because, so, but how did the Achirayim become Tommy though, if there was a Shmira? There was a shmira on the magreif that it should not become tomei. How did the chayim become possible? There's a shmira on only the toich of the magreif. We hear further a maise that a woman came to Rabbi Shmuel and she told Rabbi Shmuel that she had woven a mape. And Bishas, the Gemar, when it became Roy Lekabu Tumi, she made sure it wasn't Lekabu Tumi, but it was Lehoya Beliba Leshamro. So Rabbi Shmuel questioned her, and it came out that before the Mapa was woven, Nimo Mapsik Nipsikoli Ukshartio Bepet. That one of the threads got torn, and they made a knot. So a thread is not mekabel tume, but the bishas tekshire, the thread was put in her mouth, and we're afraid that the roik of her mouth remained on the thread when the thread became part of the beggar already, and it's metama the beggar. Let us see Taisus. Perish Rashi. So Rashi said, Kaidim Shehoiso Mereget, that she had made the knot on the thread before it became woven. Shehoiso Rielatume, in this alti, but I wasn't careful. Lehoyisi Tvulolanidosi, and Bishas. And Bishas. She put the thread in her mouth. She hadn't tabled herself. Yeshlochu shemak sharakti bagimu. So we could be afraid that maybe b'shas she had woven the mape nitkat ashir kabbalas tuma of gimelat boys adayin haroik lach bebeget. So the roik is still wet. The saliva is still wet. So Rashi said that the Tumeh from the Roik was that Okoponim Bishas the Kshiras Hanime, it was, she hadn't tabled herself yet, Lenidusa. Could be she tabled herself afterwards, Bishas she made the Beget, but Okoponim, before that, she didn't table herself. The rabbis they have a meforshi mitam tzinoyre dama oret hametamo kozman shehilacho. The rabbis of Shalrashi said that the chash tuma was not mishum nidus nor altama oret, that the mayones of a maoret are metama. They gave a din zot. Vani oimer and Rashi said a kochach ish zul chaveiro hoisa. She wasn't an amoret. Bidakosya kami the Rabbi Shmuel Ishoil. One that comes and asks Shailas and Hilchas Tumah V'Tare, that is not an Am Haoret. V'oid mi mehem no loima araktiya betare. Akert, it seems that she had an amonis, that the Gemara Riga was betare. Now, if she's an amoret, so she doesn't have any amonis whatsoever. Kol ze peirish Rashi. Rabbi Rishalmi maisi kolhani uvdi almas nisen de idach pikrin. The Rishalmi brings these maises on the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, Bekelim hanigmorim betare. Tzrichin tvilo lekodesh. The Mishnah says that if a keli was nigmar betare, before you use it for kodesh, you have to table it. And the reason of that Mishnah is that by kodesh v'chayish, maybe an amoret, there was some roik on it, before it became Roy Le Kabotume, and the Mishnah is speaking about that a Chovel made the Keli, and the Chovel watched that the Keli should not be Mekabotume, but where Chayish Le Gavi Kodesh, maybe before it became Roy Le Kabotume, there was some Roik from Amoret, and that's a Chash for Chayish by Kodesh. And on this Mishnah, the Yerushalmi brings down the Ma'is with Rabbi Shmuel, v'komol Rabbi Shmuel, kama gedoylim Ma'is echachomim, v'omri keilim hanigmorim betarev, v'atul shomra, loy v'atul shomra, v'atul need tvila. Mashme de be'isha chaveiroi eireges askinim. So the Mishnah, if the Yerushalmi is medame to the Mishnah, so the Mishnah Klor is speaking about something that was nerek from a chaver. Uboi tvila mishum de misham shibadei koidim shenerekula. We're chayish by koidish. Maybe before it became a beged, there was some amaratim there, and they were metamed. So the Maharsha explains this maise was not negeya to koidish. So this maise, so the Tanagate Kodesh is not Shash Pachlal of an Amoret that came and was misasik with it. We don't clear up such a thing. A Kodesh Wachaish, maybe an Amoret came before. This maise, which was with this Isha, there was Tanagate Kodesh, so Kochoch the Tumma came from her. And the way Rashi says, she was an Ida. Behiksho harav Rav Yosef leperish Rashi hoyeloi loymer nida hoyisi. So if the whole tumah is because that she was a nida b'shas, she was kosher the nime. So zikir chosam in a sefer. It just says that she was kosher it b'peh, but the zikir chosam in a sefer that what the tumah was. We're speaking about an isha chaveiro. So how did it become Tomei? So it should have said she was a Nida. Tomei Nida Moshe Be'idach Uvde, like the previous Maise mentioned that there was a Chash, maybe a Nida was Moshe the Klei Arige. The Nira Leida Forish. So Rabbi Yosef wants to say different than Rashi. That the Reik was Tomei was not Mishum Nidis. No, Benilo refers to me, Teich shekoshra bepeh hoye shom roik lach. Ubisha sheorgo nogo beroik. She touched the roik. I mean, she was a chaveiro. The roik is toher. But roik is a mashke. The yedayim shni yisayim. Stam yedayim hevadin sheni letume. So yedayim, so memele. So if she touches a mashke, the mashke becomes a rishon. Kol ha'pesul for truma metav a mashke li is tchila. So the roik is a mashke became a rishon, and it's metam of the beged. That's the din like we had before that mashkim tmeim pesul mesakeli. Chaza ha'roik metam al ma'pe kedesnam achiri kelim shenitbu b'mashke. Ach, lefishitas ha-Yerushalmi, ומדמל לו לכלם הנגמורים, מדמינה לו לכמון, לידה דגמור עשת, דבר כלם הנגמור מוחאי, שעקפונם רב יוסף, שסמוס מחדש, אינוך שש תומה. That means that if there ever is roik, so you can clear, maybe the one who was eirik the beggar touched the roik, and automatically the roik is mekabel tumme, and metame the beggar. So achlof yishid, shishami de bedamu lo lekel moni gmor, makmini lo lekama shim tsinoi redama oret. The gmor later says, by kodesh they were chayish, maybe there was a roik of Amoret that fell on it. Umay iriyah mishim hochi afilu bitzineira d'chov anami kalameichesh. Now, I mean, this, if there is such a din, that roik is a teres mashlis mekabal tume, nami kalameichesh mitam maga yodayim. Minu chalayim loy iker tam noket lakama lochodim inayin noket afshenach anami tak. Maybe this is also a time. We hear in the Sefer HaOmid, the Gemara explained halacha of Rabbi Yenison ben Alozo. Rabbi Yenison ben Alozo said, "Nafla ma'parta heimenu, omol chaveiro itnoli v'nosno lo itmeya." So the Gemara asked the Kashim, "Why is it tomei?" L'chayre, the Baal Hasuda could be Meshamarit. And if he's Meshamarit, so then it's a Yevashmira, so then if it's Belibe L'Shamre, it's Toyer. So why is it Tomeh? So the Gemara answered, Chazok ein odo Meshamar ma shebiyat chavere. That one is unable to be Meshamar ma shebiyat chavere, so mitzad the Baal Hasuder, there was no Shmira, and Rashi explained, Mitzad, the one who picked it up, there also was no Shmira, because he thought that the Baal Hasuder is not Nizer Betaris, because he never asked him if he's Tomei or Toyer. So there was no Shmira, and Rashi is Messiah, Ulamach Mirim Betaris, Avehesach Hadas Tomei. If there's no Shmira, Loi mitzad abaylam, loi mitzad hamagbiya, so it's tummy. So the Gemara asks the loi, that is true, that one cannot be mishama ma shabiyat chavere. Vosan yarei shahoyu chamorov upay alov to unim taris. He had workers for him, they were carrying taris. Afal pi shehitlig mehem yaisa mimil. He wasn't observing them. He was a mil away from them. Taraisov tohiris. So it's toir. What does Rashi say? Chamor v'poy alov amay ha'oretz. Tounim taris kegein yayin b'chov yishol cheres. V'hein einam noigim b'soicham. They're not touching what's inside. So that means if they don't touch what's inside, so it won't become tome. We're not chayish, maybe they were negeya. They're amaratzim, don't touch it, forget about it. So it's tome. In choishin shishem anogu, the kibin deloi haidion shu maflik, since he did not tell them that he's going to be far away from them, is kol shate sodri hashta osi. So they're afraid to touch it. Alma oda mishame masha biyat chadele. So the Gemara in the Havamina understood. This is what the Chazanish says, Tamak Shesova, Dema Demirtasi Minei, Chshivi Shmira Didei. That's called Hishmira. That means, who's what? They're Amaratzim. They can be Metamit. What prevents us from saying that it's Tomei? Because they're scared he might come and he might... So therefore, they're not metamed. So the Gemara understood that this is considered a shmira masha b'yad chaveira. If I count, it works even if from long distance. I believe he's a mil away. They don't know where he is, and they're afraid he might come. So he's a shomer afilo far away. So you see, there's such a musig of odom mishame masha b'yad chaveira. Now, the Braisa continues, Vim Oma Lehem Luchu, if he told them, you go ahead, Vani Ovo Yacheche. So then they heard from him that the Baal, he's not going to be with them, he's going to come afterwards. So that's good, the safe is good, because then they're not afraid of him. They know he's not around, then they'll do what they want to do. Maishna reishe or maishna seife. So this is a very modern kasha. Maishna reishe, maishna. There's a big difference. And the reishe, they're scared he might pop in any minute. So they don't want to do anything in the seife. They're not scared. So Rashi says, maishna reishe, maishna seife. Leigarsina lei. They're not goyres. Vigarsinen ochi pirushe. The Isalke Daitach, the most asking Akash, the Isalke Daitach in Odom Meshamer Masha Beyad Chaveiroi, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Now it's an innocent Kasha, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? But if your Yisoid is an emissary Yisoid in Odom Meshamer Masha Beyad Chaveiroi, so what's Gate Miron that the scare he might come, but that's not better than an odom mishama mashe b'yad chaveira. And if Chazal said ain odom mishama, so b'meila, so why is the reisha better than the sefer? The miltus, the fear, isn't better than a mishama. And if Chazal said one can't be mishama, so it shouldn't help. So the reisha should also be tomei. That is pshat the Gemara's kasha. So the kasha is, if according to you. So why is it toyer? That's the yisod of the kasha. You know the mesham. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok Nafre reishe b'metayer chamorav u'pa'alav lekach. So Rabbi Yitzchok Nafre said the reishe is speaking about, and he was metayer then. So what does Rashi say? Lo'oy lo'om ein odom mesham ma'ashe b'yad chaveiret. Ein Adam Mishama. Vahani ein Zrich in Shimu. They don't need Shimu. The Nami Nogu Leich Beslu, the Shehit Vilon Lakachas Kino. That means that it doesn't matter because he toivled them, they're Tahoirim, and if they're Tahoirim, so Mimela, so there's nothing but to worry about. So Mimela, so you don't need Shmira. But Davoini, I don't understand this Gemara. I mean, the Gemara is finished already. In this Nakuda, the Gemara says that ain't all the Meshama, no, the reason it's Torah, because you don't need Shmira. That's what the Gemara says. I don't understand how this stems with the Gemara on Amud Aleph. I mean, what was the story of Rabbi Yonason? The story of Rabbi Yonason ben Elazar, not lo ma parta himenu, and he told the chaver, give it to me. The nosna loit meya. So Rashi explains that lemaisa the nosna was also toher, but there was the hesach hadas. Rashi says over there, how did it become tamei? How did the suda become tamei over there? Because the Baal HaSudah was the Eshel Shamroi. The one who picked it up was not Mishamarit. And Rashi ends off, Ula Machmirim Betaris have a Hesech Hadas Tumet. There's such a Tumah of Hesech Hadas. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Rashi says. So I don't understand. So why all of a sudden over here, it's nothing what here Rashi says, there's nothing what to worry about because they're toil. So finished. So all of a sudden, if they are toyer, there's nothing more to worry about anymore. So I don't understand this. About Kaponim, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Vani and Tzrich and Shimu, Dinami Nogelich, Mislo, Deshit Vilon, Lekach, Haskin. Fine. So that's the Teretz. Ihochi, so the Gemara asks, Sefer Nami, so what's Pshat in the Sefer? You just said a new Yisayt, another Meshama, Mashabiyat Chabele. But in this case, the Chamor of a Pa'al of Atoirim says nothing but to worry about. So if he tells them that I'm not traveling along with you, they're not afraid of him, so what? But there's nothing worth to worry about. So the Gemara says, Ein ha-ma'oretz makpid al maga chaver. That means they're toyer. But what if in the middle of the journey they meet a friend of theirs? So if he's an ha-ma'oretz, Ein ha-ma'oretz makpid al maga chaver. So he'll let the chaver touch it. He'll touch the chaver. Chveis l'maise. If they're not under observation, so Lamai said that I could tell him, but other people can come. Ihochi Reisha Nami, so the Gemara says, oh, Obezai. So the Reisha is also the same thing. So the Gemara says, Bebolem Derech HaKalase. No, the Reisha, they're scared if a Chava will come, because he might come, they know that he's Makpid. And he might come and find them with chaverim. So business is business. So they want to make sure he'll hire them a next time. So if he'll come and he'll see them, that they're with other amaratim. So that's the end of their business ventures. So memele they'll be makpid also. Ihochi Seifa Nami, so they're scared, so they say, fine, they're scared, so what says, Kim Dalmalu Luchuva Niyove Yachechem, Mismach Somcha Datayu. If he told go and I'll catch up, so they're already dead, so they took for granted already that they have a good half an hour without any daigas, so if the Chava will come, there won't be Akpod Amaga Chavele. Let us see Rashi for a moment. The Bolem Derech HaKalasim, Sheyocha Lovi Lehem Pisaim Derech HaKalasim, Shele Yavinu Hilkach Dochli Minei. So they're afraid. So we have to understand this Gemara. The Gemara is very unclear. First, the Gemara understood that they're Tomei. They were Tomei. No, the reason why the Reisha is toyer, because they're scared of him. They won't touch it. They won't touch the Taris. They won't touch the Yayin, because he'll catch them. But the Gemara asks, if there's a klal in Odom Mishamah Mashabiyat Chaveri, what they're scared of him, that's called, he's Mishamah. It can't be better, but if I know the Mishamah Mashabiyat Chaveri, so I can't rely on their fear. Another Mishama Bayat Chaber. That was the Gemara's kasha. That fear is not better than Shmire. And if another Mishama, so it's no good. So what did the Gemara answer on this kasha? There's nothing what to worry about. The Torah. So the Gemara asked if there's nothing what to worry about. So shot in the Sefer. So the Gemara said, oh, there is something what to worry about. So the Chaberim might come. So the Gemara says, oh, if there's something what to worry about, so the Reisha should be Tomei. So Ma says, they're scared. So now we're back where we started from. So they're scared because of him. Ain't other Mishama Mashabiyat Chaveiroi. So we can't rely on him. So what's Pshat? So the Chazanish says Pshat as follows. The Chazanish says, that means like this. If they were Tmeim, and they were the Sibbe of the Chash Tume, so then it is considered that, so that means they are the Sibbe of Tume, and the whole reason we're not Chayish, that they're Metamed because of, they're afraid of him, that falls into the Gedrein Odom Meshama Mashabiyat Chaveir. The minute the Gemara said that they're Toher, so Memele, so Pshat is Biyodom, there's nothing what to worry about, because they're Tahirim. Now, what is the fear? Someone else might come. So Legabi, there's someone else, they're the Shomrim. That's what the Gemara is Makadish. Why are they the Shomrim? Because they're scared of him. But Al-Kalponim, that's what the Gemara is Makadish.
The Gemara is machadish, if they would be the Sibba of Tumim, so then it falls into the category of another Meshama Masha B'yad Chaveiroi. But as long as they are not the Sibba of Tumim, the Sibba of the Tumim is the Chaveirim, so then we consider that the Yayin finds itself in a Mokim that's Meshuma. No, there's a Chash, maybe the Chaveirim might come. So that then Meshama to make sure that the Chaveirim won't come. That's how the Chazanish says Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see the last Taisvis. B'bo lehem derech akolasi. V'afilo hochi bo'inim sheyitare. So Taisvis got stuck. Taisvis mamonav shech, we're back where we started from. That means if they're afraid he might come, so why do you need to be mitayr them? So Taisvis says, kedei sheyu meratzim ligaboy. That they should be afraid to touch it. The ilav hochi, loy mirtasi. If he wouldn't be mitayah them, they wouldn't be afraid. Hoyil umoisrin lahem hataris. He gave them over taris. Umachzikim atzmam kitahoyrim. They hold their tohir. You hold them amor, that's your opinion, but they themselves hold their tohir. Ba'afilu mazirin oison shuloi liga. Afilu, he tells them, don't you dare touch it. Sovri dulei kopti yahach. He says, but they're really, because they can't understand it. I mean, don't touch it. Who are we? We're Tmeyim. So Memele, it seems as follows from Taisus, that Kozman, they are Yisot Tmeyim, so they're not, and they think they're Tahirim, but they don't see what it means to him. I mean, he tells them, he's Mamazel them, they say, yes, 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 and finished. But they're not scared to touch it. So it can't be better than Hinodom Mishama Mashabiyat Chaveiro. They, you can't trust them. They're not, because they'll touch it. But since he went into the pains to be mitire them, so this is a slap in the face to them. That means we have to go to the mikveh. Why do we have to go with Meir? Al Kaponim, so by being mitire them, they get a message that Itaka means business. So if he means business, then they'll be cooperative. Then they won't be negeya. So it seems from Taisvis, that means if they're cooperative, if they're mirtasi, so then it's not considered Odom Meshama Masha Biyad Chaveiroi. They won't touch it themselves. It's not called Odom Meshama. Meshama is, if you don't have the Shmira of the other one, so then it's called Odom Meshama Masha Biyad Chaveiroi. If they're mirtasi, so Memele, then there's no need of Shmira. But the only mirtasi, if he was Matayah them, then they see he means business. If he wasn't Matayah them, so then they don't mean business, and then you need his shmire and another meshama masha biyad chaveri. What I don't understand in Taisvis is, Taisvis says when he's mitayr them after lahochi beinin sheyitarem lekach kidei sheyu meratzim ligaboy. Now I don't understand Taisvis if he was mitayr them. So Taisvis says then they're afraid to touch it, and if they will touch it, what is? I mean. Rashi said, "Klo, if they touch it, there's also no problem. They're tahirim." Taisvis seems to be saying that they better not touch it, but they won't touch it because they're afraid to touch it. It's a little unclear what pshat in Taisvis. Hadron aloch ein dershin. Let us start the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Chaimer
בקוידש מבטרומה. קוידש is more חמור than טרומה. In what ways? שמטבילים קלם בסייך קלם לטרומה, אבל לא לקוידש. That one can be matbil kalim besoich kalim l'trumah. That means as follows. That means if I want to tovel two kalim. I have a small kali. Let's speak of it. I have a smaller kali and a bigger kali. And I want to tovel both kalim bebasachas. So if it's noigeya the shimush of trumah, you're allowed to do it. But if it's negeya, the shimush of kodesh, you're not allowed to do it. Now, just we should be able to understand a little what the Mishnah is saying, or what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. I'd like to just give a preview what the Gemara says later. There's a machlokes Rab Ile in Rove, what is pshat in the Mishnah? Rab Ira learns pshat in the Mishnah, if you are matbil keli b'seich keli, you have two kelim. Two pots. You have a quart pot, and you have a pot that holds a pint. And one pot is in the other pot, and you table both b'basachas. So Rab Ira says, there's a chash, maybe the inner pot is weighing down on the inside of the outer pot. It's one pot in the other pot. So it could be the weight of the inner pot is preventing the water to go between the two pots. So memele, you have a terrible problem over here. So there's a chatzitza. So memele, so the bottom part of the inner pot, the water didn't touch it. The inner chelik of the outer pot also the water didn't touch because the kovid of the kli ha'elyon is machbid on the kli ha'tachte. So memele, so that's why they were, so this is achshash. Meiker adin, Kademiri brings down a psashita that if there's a certain weight, it's taken no good. I mean, it matters how heavy this is. If the inner keli is very heavy, so then it's taken problematic. So he gives a psashia, what the shia has to be. But we're speaking about that it's not so heavy. But it's a psa, so by kodesh they were machma, and by truma they weren't machma. That's pshat in the first halacha. That's how Rab Ila learns pshat. Rove learns a different pshat. Rove learns pshat as follows. Rove said that we're afraid, let's say if a person wants to table, let's say a person has a needle, he wants to table a needle. It's very difficult to table a needle in a mikveh, you might lose the needle. It's a very delicate keli. So there's a practical way how to table the needle. Let's say you'll put this needle in a keli, and you'll put the keli in the mikveh, so memela, the needle will be in the keli, and the mei ha-mikveh are me'urev with the mayim in the keli, so it's considered I was toivel the needle in the mikveh. Because there's a chibur from the mei ha-keli to the mei ha-mikveh, so it's considered that the machat fine was nidbal in the mikveh. But there's a t'nai. There's a t'nai that the opening of the outer keli has to have a diameter of shveferes hanoid, of two etzbois. So then we say the water in the keli becomes mechuba to the meha mikveh, and it's considered that the water in the keli is also mei mikveh. If the keli is less than a diameter of shtey etzbois, so then it's considered there's no chibur of the mayim in the keli to the mikveh, so it's considered I'm being toivul a machat in a keli, which is nothing, which won't help the situation.
So Rava says, by Kodesh, they were Geyser, even there is an opening of a Shveiferes Anoid, they were Geyser, or to a case there won't be an opening, so they were Machmer. And by Truma, they weren't Geyser. Now let us see Rashi, Shematvilin Keili Besech Keili Sheshneim Tmeim. Now this is a problematic Rashi, but we won't appreciate the problem until we learn Daf Chav Beis, so we'll wait to Daf Chav Beis. So he said there's two reasons, either als chashash chatzitze, that's what Rabila, or als gzeire, shema yitboil bekeli she piv pochis von shveferes hanoit. Second chayma, Achirayim v'teich u'beis ha'tzvite b'trume avoloi b'koidish. Achirayim v'teich u'beis ha'tzvite l'trume. Beis ha'tzvite means a handle. Kli horoi l'shtamesh b'soichoi u'mei achirov u'beis tzvitosoi. You have a kli that has three distinct shimushim. Could be mishtamish b'seicha, you could use the inside of the keli for a shimush. You could use the outside of the keli for a shimush, and you can use the handle for a shimush. Is kol tashmish v'tashmish aboy choshev kli b'fnei atzmai. So each shimush is machshev, each chelik like a kli b'fnei atzmai. So it's considered like I have three kelim over here, le'inyin trumen. Shim nitmoze loy nitmoze. So that means if the handle became tome, the outside and the inside didn't become tome. If the outside became tome, the inside didn't become tome, the handle didn't become tome. But to Mr. Rabbonon, come back to the Meforish Bigmore. So that is by Trume that we consider these three chalokim, the achirayim, and the teich, and the beis hatzvite, ki'ilu, the three different kelim. So, nitmoze, loy nitmoze, avo loy lekoidesh, shim nitmo echad mehem, kulay tome lekoidesh. By kodesh, we considered it, even though there are three different shimushim, we consider like it is one keli, and if it, and we're talking about a tumma de rabbanon. If mashkin touched any chelik of it, the whole thing is tummy. Hanoisei es hamedris, noisei es hatrume, avoloi es hakodesh. Hanoisei es hamedris. I'd like to say over pshat and Rashi the way the Meiri says pshat and Rashi. We'll see. Tosfos did not learn like this, but. Let us say the way the Meiri says Pshat and Rashi. Anoisei es amedris mano shelzov. A person is carrying a shoe that a zov wore. And let us explain the Mishneh. The Meiri says he's holding, in his left hand, the shoe. The left hand is holding a shoe of a zov. Now, a shoe of a zov is a very dangerous thing to hold, because that's a avatume, and it's a medras hazov, it's an avatume. Naisei esatume. In his right hand, he's holding naisei esatume. Sarashi says, bechovis. Bechovis shel cheres, she'enoi noigeya ba'avira. So Rashi says, this is how the Meiri says Pshat and Rashi, that means in his right hand he's holding a chovis. So Kozman is holding the chovis, even though he became Tome, he became, let's say, a Rishon Latume, or an Avatome, or see, whatever he becomes. Let's say he becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. See, he's a Rishon L'Tumah, but he's holding the Chavis Shel Chavis. A Chavis is not a Kabo Tumah Migaboy. So the Chavis is Toyo. There's Yayin inside the Chavis. It's not a covered Chavis, but he didn't touch the Yayin. But he's touching, but he's holding in the other hand, he's holding a medrash shells up. So Rashi says, She'enoi noigeya ba'avira, that he has to be careful that this manol, let's say this manol, is not dangling into the avir of the scheres. That means he's walking along with two hands, and if one can imagine for 1 minute that the manol he's holding in his left hand could be nichnas amashu of this manol into the avir of the klicheres, so that's finished. Forget about the taris. So by truma they weren't machma. But by Kodesh they were machm. Big day, oichlei trume, medres le Kodesh. This we heard already in the previous Mishnah. Yeah. And so we're chayish, maybe Yishteinide was Doris on his begodim, so it's Lagabi Kodesh, it's Metametumis Medris. Now the Mishnah says, Loikim Mides HaKodesh Mides HaTrume. Trume does not have the chumres of Kodesh. Shebe Kodesh Mater Umenagev Umatvil. By Kodesh, Bizachshash Chitzitze, and one has to untie the knots, he has to dry it, and then he's toivu, Vachakach Kodesh, and then again, if he wants, he could make a knot. Ubetrume, and by Trume, you don't have to untie a knot before the Tvile, no Kodesh Vachakach Matul Chatchili, can make a knot, and then be Matul. Let us see Rashi. Loike midas ha-kodesh bachtzitzas tviloisov midas ha-trume. Dichshoshe chetzitze by kodesh are not the same like dichshoshe chetzitze by trume. Shebe kodesh im yesh begetome. By kodesh if you have a begetome, ubola hatbilo. He wants to be matpul this beget. In kosheru, if there's a knot on this baget, hu mater es kshore, so before you toivel it, you untie the knot. Mishum de domi la chatzitze, a knot is similar to a chatzitze. It looks like the knot, it's a tight knot, so it would seem that the water can't go through between the chalokim of the kesher. So memelu, you have to untie the knot. And you should also dry it. If it is wet, so you dry it first. The reason is because this is also domi lachatzitze. The Moreh Mesoder wants to say, Nachshat is that we are afraid that the Lachluchis will be Chaitzitz. Because the Lachluchis Zichem won't be Chaitzitz if he puts it into a mikvah, it's a double Lach. Elo Mishum Demotzi Liyos Bebeged Ezetinuf. Sometimes there is a double tinuf on the baget. We have a yovish, have a neifel. So if it would have been dry, it could be it would have fallen off. Elamishum davilach munaf hatinuf belechos. But since it's wet, so the tinuf is still mechuba to the leches. So therefore, you have to dry it, and that's how you'll take off the chetzitzit. That means that the double tinuf is keilu with choitzitz if it's a double lach on it. V'yachayish. Masha'ein, so this is achshash by kodesh and not by trume. But trume im rotzo le kodesh, rei kodesh v'achakach mappil. Keilem anigmorim betaret. Kalim, which were nigmar betar, that means b'shas the gmar, a keli, they were nizer to make sure that it wasn't mekabel tumme. The keli is only mekabel tumme when it gets a teres keli. So b'shas he got a teres keli, they were nizer to see that it wasn't mekabel tumme. Tzrichin tvilo lekodesh avoloi letumme. So aval pikein, by kodesh you need tvile. We're chayish, maybe there was some sort of a tumme before it ever became roi to be a keli. Kalim anigmorim betare, tzrichen tvilo lekodesh avoloi letrume. Rashi says, Kalim anigmorim betare, shenizar behem mishabo somach legomrom, sheruuyin lekabel tume, when the roi lekabel tume, so he was careful that should not be mekabel tume, tzrichen tvilo lekodesh, anigmorim beforish time, why do you need tvile if you want nizar? When it became roi lekabel tumme. Period. Another chayma. Hakli mitzaref masha besoichei lekodesh, avoloi letumme. That, what does Rashi say? Hakli mitzaref es masha besoichei. Chetiches oichlim harbe bekli echod. You had many pieces of food in a keli. Vinoga tomei beechod mehem, and the tomei touched one of the pieces. His haklim itself only is kulon chaticha achas v'nitmu kulon. So we say whatever is in the kli gets aloha like it's one unit. And everything becomes tummy. It's one piece. And everything becomes tummy. Avoloi letrume. Elo oisoi shenoge bo havarishen. By trume, the aloha is that the one that the tummy touched becomes a rishen letrume. Vanei gas bo avishniye. The one that's touching that will become a sheni. Vanei gas bishniye shlishes. Vahashar tohires. The Miri being down from the Rambam and others being down from Rashi in different places. Rashi seems to say that it's speaking about that all the pieces are touching. The Rambam says, Klofel, none of them are touching. So the din is that it becomes one piece, a much bigger chiddush, that whatever is toich akli is one piece. So it becomes one piece of it without touching anything. Well, there's no negiyah whatsoever. Orevi ba koidish posel, ba shlishi bitrum. Koidish goes to Orevi. That means a shlishi could be posel Orevi ba koidish, ba shlishi bitrum, and trum goes to a shlishi. U bitrum im nitmeis achas mi yodov, chavo to tohire. By trum, if this tumis yodaim, let's say a person touches a sefer, or his hand becomes tome. So by trume im nitmeis achas miyodav, if one of his hands became tome, chavot tohira, the second hand is toyer. The hand that was tome became tome. Ubekoidish matvil shteim, but by koidish you have to be matvil both hands when one became tome. Shayad metames chavot ubekoidish avuloi betrume, that if one hand becomes tome, so the matter of the other hand is tome. Oichlin, oichlin niguvim biyodayim mesoya vois betrume, avoloi bekoidish. Let us see Rashi. Posel vein apoisel oid achem. Im nit mesachas meyodo betume darabonum, sheine metame ele yodayim beloi asagu. So by trume the other hand is toil. Niguvim shoyu niguvim mimehem. Your food that always was dry, shiloi hukshiru litume me oilom. So a person is permitted to eat trume, biyodayim misoyavosh, shniyes litume. He has yodayim which are tome, stam yodayim are shniyes. So if normally if a person would touch trume, biyodayim misoyavosh, he's metame the trume. But here we're speaking about trume that was never mukshel lekabel tume. So one is permitted to eat trume with tummy dike hands. וכיוון לא יהוכשרו, אולי מפסלה, אבל לא לקודש, בגמור המפורש טיימה, why one is not permitted to eat קודש שלא יהוכשר בידיים מסייעת. האוינון המחוס הכיפורים צריכים תפילה לקודש, אבל לא לתרומה. האוינון שלא נתמו במייס, a person who's an אוינון, he didn't become tummy to the mace, והמחוס הכיפורים, כגוין זוב שטובה ליום שבי לסבירוס. הזוב that tables himself the seventh day, והריב שמשוי, there was הריב שמש, ולמוחוס וקורי מחוס הכיפורים, שעדיין גמר תרוסי תלויה בקבון, he has to bring a carbon the next day, צריכים תבילה, לאחר שהיבי קורבנוי, אם רוצה לאכול קודש, he has to table himself. There's a new תבילה after the habos korban, בגמורה מפורש טיים. So here's a new din תבילה on Oinon, who never became tamei, and in מחוס הכיפורים, after there was a תבילה יום שביעי, and there was habos korbanoy ביום שמיני, if he wants to eat קודש, he needs תבילה. Let us see Tosfos. Chaimer beKodesh. So Tosfos says Yud Aleph Mailis Choshev LeRove uLeRabbi Ile Yud Mailis. That means the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Ile, the Tam that Ein Matbilim Kelim Besoich Kelim is Mitam Chatzitze, and the din of your Mater. And then your matpil is also mitam chatzitze. So according to Rab Ile, there's even though there's 11 cases in the Mishnah, but there are 10 chumres by kodesh, because these two are chumres of chatzitze. According to Rave, there's 11 chumres that kodesh has over trume, because the first case of the Mishnah is atzagzere. He might be tevel in a keli that does not have a shreferes hanoit. And they were machla by kodesh and not by trum. Yud alef mailes choshev lerove ulrabile yud mailes. Voyekoshe lo rav rabul chonen, lisni ahide leel noitlem liyadayin lechulun ulatrume ulakodesh matbilen. By kodesh, you can't be noitl yadayin. You have to be matpul yadayin. So one chumre. The Miri wants to answer, really, this Chumras Merum is laid in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, by Kodesh, the Kodesh Mat Bel Shteim, Sheyad Metam Eschavata, so Teich Advorim, the Mishnah says, if you want to be Metal Yadayim by Kodesh, you have to be Matel. But Kvodim Taisvus asks it for a Kasha. Another Kasha Taisvus asks, we learned before, Tova Vahusak Letumet, if a person tabled himself and he was mechaven to be mitayr himself for truma lehuzak lekodesh, so we have a few more milas. V'nira lamayri v'leikachoshu masnisen alahecha deiket drore de tumek tzas v'afilu bebasray senami. That means the second half of the Mishnah is also the first half of the Mishnah. This is a chashash of a tuma deiraisa. The second half is a chashash of a tuma derabon. On this is considered these are chumres, but there's no chash, there's no shaykhus of tume. Avalach leke klal drore de tume. So memeila, that's why it didn't, the Mishnah speaking about chumres, that is a drore de tume, a shaykhus of tume. Let us see the bachvoch, en ami leichoshev meislei shebenide, mishum de leke drore de tume klal, kedamrine per kama de nide. Meis leishe benide means as follows. The Gemara says in Masechtas Nide that if a isha was roye dam, let's say on Monday, she has to be chayish from that riyah, a meis leish 24 hours before that riyah, that the kodesh that she touched, maybe she was already a nide then from before, she wasn't margish. She wasn't Raya the Dam, but really she was a Nida from before. So all the Taris of Kodesh that she touched in the previous Meisles is Tomei.
So why doesn't it say in our Mishnah, this Chayma of Kodesh? So the Gemara says, Mishum Deleke Droge De Tume. Now even though the whole thing is a Chash, that maybe the Riyah started 24 hours ago, so there's an emissary Shaykhis of Tume over here. I think Taisvis means the Taisvah Rosh is an Edith called, it's a Chumre Yeseire. The whole thing to think of such a thing is a Chumre Yeseire. So that's what, I think that's what Taisvis means. The Leke, Dror, and the Tumah. So there's really no Shaykhis of Tumah. There's really, it's not a Chumre really to think about. It's a Chumre they made, but it's a Chumre Yeseire. So therefore, it doesn't come into our Mishnah. Big Day Eichle Tumah, Medras Lekoidesh, Ike Dror de Tum av de Reise Shem Yoshvalem Ishtay Nida. This is a Dror de Tum. Ha Neise es ha Medris Mano Shozov Neise es ha Tumme Uber Vach La Yigebo. He shouldn't touch the Tum Rak Neise es ha Chobis. Vechitanya Sataisvi says, we learned in Teres Koyanim Ha Neise es ha Medris. If a person is touched, is holding, is carrying medras hazov, so it says in Teres Koinim, mitamish naim upoisel echot. Perish, he has a din of an avatume, mitamish naim, so he makes a rishain, a sheini, and he can be poisel, that'll be poisel trum, a poisel echot, dahu avatume, he has a din of an avatume, poisel rishain, vishaini, bechulim, upoisel betrume. It's also been a geibo. That's if he touches something. So that's right. A person who's noisy as a medres has a din ava tume to be metamish naim a poisel echot. But here we're speaking about that he didn't touch the yayin shebesei chachobis. He just held the chobis from the outside. So memela klicheres is not mekabel tume megabe. So he's not metamish the yayin. Val mashe perish rashi noisei medrish she noisei es atrume bechobis ve einoi noigeya ba'avira. So we had mentioned before from the Meiri that he learns pshat in Rashi that the medrish is not noigeya ba'avira. Taisvis understood pshat in Rashi that the noisei is not noigeya ba'avira. So it seems Rashi held that a person who is noisei a medres hazov is metama aklicheres. And he has the same choymer of the medres hazov alone. The koshel pirushei, the choshev leila hai noisei of atume. Rashi holds that this noisei is a dinam of atume letame kli kamay hazov. So if he has dinam of hazov, im ke letame haichovis utrume shebesoiche beheset, if he's like hazov, let it be metama beheset, milay sanya mishkov umoyshov v'chach moznayim, v'ichlun namashkin v'chav shniya, ichiya hamishkov timi ha'ichlun. If he has the dinim of a zov, legabi an ovatume, then he can be metama klicheres, so let him have a din of a zov, legabi tumes heset also. I think the Rishash is more, what's the rai? It could be as a din of a tume, legabi that, not legabi that. Where do you see as a din, a zov legabi hesed. Voi tanya b'teres koyinim, not Taisus brings an offer teres koyinim, he's not metama klicheres. Voi tanya b'teres koyinim, a negeya b'mishkov yechabes b'godo, a person who is negeya b'mishkav hazov, so his b'godim become tome. Ein li ela b'godim shulovush, b'godim acherim minolon, how do you know that b'shas, he's negeya b'mishkov, he's metama other b'godim also? Talmud loimar tome, that it will not have from tome, these metam other begodim also. Im kain ma talmud loimar begodov, prat le odom vikliheres. A kaponim in teres kainim, it says klo, that a person who's negeya b'mishka vazov cannot be metam on odom vikliheres. Almud noise a medres le yetame kli afilu beis nosi es a medres. So that Taisus understood Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi means that he'll be Negei Bavirei. So Taisus says that's no problem, because he even though he has the Din Ava Tumah,
to make a rishin and a shayinim, but he does not have a din avatume to, he also has a din avatume to be metame begodim, but he does not have an avatume to be metame odom and klicheres. Loi ke midas ha-trume midas ha-koidish, lefi she-meforesh by har be-dinim be-neyem, noket ha-ilishne. Taisha does not seem to learn like Rashi. Rashi says this Loshen Leikim Midas HaKodesh is only speaking about Chatzitze. The Chatzitze of Kodesh is not like this. Taisha seems to learn, that's what the Rashash says, that this is a new Hagdome to the next settle of Halochis. The Turi Eben said it's very interesting, Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying two dinim. Choymer bekoidish mi batrume. Shmatvilan kalim besoich kalim latrume avoloi lekoidish. That means the Mishnah is saying that the Mishnah is starting to say that koidish does not have the coolest of trume. That's what the Mishnah is saying. And then the Mishnah starts bringing the coolest of trume. And matvilan kalim besoich kalim latrume avoloi lekoidish. So koidish does not have the coolest of chumre. By trume, the chayraim is tomei, but not only the chayraim is tomei, not by kodesh. So again, kodesh doesn't have the coolest of trume. Later, the Mishnah is saying, loike midas ha-kodesh midas ha-trume, that means trume does not have the chumres of kodesh. That means by kodesh, you have to be mater, by trume, you don't have to be mater. So it's a new tzettel over here. This is a tzettel that trume does not have the chumres of kodesh. That's what Tosfos is saying over here. Lefi shemeforish by har beidinim beineyem, that truma does not have the chumras of kodesh, not katayilishne. Akli mitzav mashe besoiche hiksha arav rabafrayim v'kame dechulun dorshinen v'kol asher besoiche yitmo limid al kli cheres shafilu molei chalbu tomei. The Gemara wanted a darshan over there as follows. Meiker Adin, we don't paskin maximum like that, this Gemara, but Meiker Adin, we paskin as follows. A klicheres is unique, that a klicheres is mekabel tumer mitoichai. I mean that if you have a sheret dangling in a klicheres, so the klicheres is mekabel tume from the sheret, even though it didn't touch the walls, it didn't touch the klicheres, it's just dangling ba'avir ach klicheres, mekabel tume. Now, if you have in the klicheres chardel, you have grains of chardel in the klicheres. So what really happens is as follows. So the grains of chardel which are touching the walls of the klicheres are mekabel tume. The klicheres is a rishin l'tume, so the grain that's touching will become a sheni. The grain next to it is nothing. The chulin only goes to a sheni. The gemara in chulin wanted to say, kol asher b'seicha yitmo, limed al klicheres afilu molei chalbo tome. The whole chalbo becomes tome. Now, how did the gemara understand it? So the gemara wanted to say, pshat in the pasuk as follows. That we consider like the klicheres is molei tume, the avir klicheres is molei tume, so the tume is touching every grain of chalvel, so the chalvel is not mekabel tume from the doifnei hakeli, the chalvel is mekabel tume from the avir that became nitma, the whole thing is kemolei tume damye. That's what the Gemara says over there. That's the lomdus. He says, how do you know to learn that that's the lomdus? So he says, maybe pshat is different. Maybe we consider that the whole chalva becomes one unit. So it touches the walls of the klicheres. So automatically it becomes tummy. Not a lomdus that the klicheres is mole tummy. We don't find tziruf lechulim. So the Baray Mesod wants to say pshat in Tosfos as follows. The Baray Mesod says, how do we know by Kodesh
that there's a din tzirus. We learn now from the posik kaf achas. Kol mashe bekaf nasa achas. That means if you have a spoon of hegdish, and you have 20 things in the spoon, so it becomes like one, and it's like one unit, it becomes one unit. So the Maharim Yisod says, if you would learn the posik elech, the posik is speaking about a kaf of kodesh. So if we'd learn the posik elech, we would say that a kaf of kodesh is mitzaref mashe besoichoy to become one. That means what if we have chulin in the kaf of kodesh, it also become one. That's the posik. The Gemara does not darshan like that. It's not the kaf that unites it. It's not the kaf of kodesh that unites it. If you have dvorim kudoshim in a keli, they become united. So we see Chazal understood for a dovo poshet that it's not the kli that unites, it's the dvorim amukudoshim b'seichei that become united. So therefore, the Gemara never held misvore that chulin there should be a din tziruf. Because the whole din tziruf is noiveya, that by the dvorim amukudoshim there's a din tziruf.